This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show.
It is the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Cool. Haima Black here at Cards Against Humanity in the Chicago Podcast Co-op studio space here at Cards. Shout out Cards Against Humanity. Shout out Chicago Podcast Co-op for having us up here for another week. My name is Haima Black. I'm the host of Dynasty Podcast, behind the board, running our live stream and our audio, Prove Krivoshay, back after the huge act of graduating from college. So congrats, man. Huge look. Tonight we have a really huge night with really great Chicago talent, and we are starting it out tonight with Mello from Chicago, Chicago hip-hop artist. Man, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So you have really cool stuff happening. We're going to kind of move through that, but we always start with some origin story. You know, you start at the beginning. It's what all the superhero movies do. Sometimes if it's Superman or Batman, they do that like 9 times in 10 years.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But bring us into kind of where this started for you. Like, when did music enter your life? What's the background on that?
Well, I've always been like musically inclined, I would say. So it's been like from a young age. Probably around 14 or so, my dad got me a guitar, got me a keyboard. So I was always like kind of privy to the want to make music. It didn't become a serious thing until around 2 years ago, where I started like taking myself seriously and like my music seriously.
But even before, and by the way, we should hold the microphone on this end so we're not covering the...
Oh, my bad.
That's all right.
Sorry.
But even before you were taking it seriously, it sounds like you were still, like, fooling around with some stuff, or...
Oh, yeah. No, it was a while before I really feel like I got comfortable with my voice. Probably that didn't happen until, like, as recent as 10 months ago, I would say, where I really felt like I knew exactly where I wanted to go with the sound, and I knew how to manipulate my voice to do so.
So how did you kind of find that space that you wanted to be in?
Really, it was about digging deep and, like, grabbing the things that influenced me the most growing up and making sure I stay true to those things, making sure I stay true to, like, my roots musically. Because it's easy as a musician, and especially in a city like Chicago when you're rapping, to fall victim of cliches and gimmicks and a lot of the shit that's I don't know if I can swear.
You can say whatever you want.
A lot of the shit that's happening like in the state of the music industry right now. So it basically took me to realize where I fit into it all and like where I want to fit into it all and what I have to offer.
So something that I have heard in listening to your music is you really have a very distinct kind of punk influence in your music. Am I way off on that?
No, you're right on the head with it. So thank you for noticing that. It's something that I think more and more people who do like and appreciate my music will start to pick up. But there's definitely that influence there because, you know, I always tell everybody who asks, like, I grew up listening to everywhere from the Isley Brothers to like Nine Inch Nails and Nirvana. My mom was very big on playing lots of different types of music because she was all into different types of shit growing up too. So I feel like I had a very good opportunity growing up with a lot of different genres constantly being played in the car, stuff like that, stuff that I would retain later on in life, like right now.
Are you from Chicago?
Yeah, 100% from Chicago.
So you grew up around like Q101, like
V103, mm-hmm. 92.3, 107.5, like that type of
but
shit.
But it's really funny because there's not a lot of like overlap in that Venn diagram of like V103 and Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, yeah.
Like like a very slim.
Absolutely not. My mom had a very interesting like young adult life. So she was real into a bunch of different kinds of music. And that was like something like when Smells Like Teen Spirit would come on in the car with my friends and I'm like 8 years old, that just felt normal. When my friends are like, what's your mom playing? Like, what is this? So yeah. It's just like, it's just stuff that I grew up like being used to, not really noticing. It was out of the ordinary or something that wasn't necessarily like prevalent in every household in the neighborhood I grew up in.
Well, I mean, when I was listening to your SoundCloud, I was listening to the new song Evicted, which recently dropped, and I know that that's getting a lot of attention. And that was, like, the first thing I noticed. I was like, wait, he's kind of screaming in this. There's kind of some, like, some raw punk energy.
Yeah. Well,
Bring us into this track and how it came together, because it seems like people are really noticing that one.
Yeah, well, so something that is a constant theme in the EP I'm working on, and really what I want to be a theme in my music overall for the rest of my life, is always making sure it's like a real moment, like making sure every song is from a real place, making sure I'm never writing about something that isn't genuine, because therefore it wouldn't come across genuine. And me and my roommate were chilling out one day, just discussing hypotheticals, and I'm just like, damn, what if we just get evicted just because we had some issues going on with our living situation. And basically at that moment, I was like, I love that word. Like, I just fell in love with the way it sounded, the way it rolled off the tongue.
It's a really punk.
It's just
a lot of assault in that word.
Yeah, it's just a strong, it's a powerful word. It's harsh.
Nobody's ever like, yeah, I got evicted. It was really nice.
Yeah, no, it's cool, like, I got chill. Evicted. It's like, right. It's terrible. It's a terrible word. And one of the themes that I wanted to kind of bring to light, which is something I did with my track Murphy's Law, is like taking a positive like subject and somehow trying to find taking a negative subject and trying to find the positives within that. So I thought Evicted, using that as the title and like the main theme, was something that I could do very, very easily. So it was it kind of started there. And it's weird. I don't exactly have a pattern in how I make my songs or have a specific formula, but in this scenario, I came up with the title before I came up with a single word in the song, before I heard a single snare hit or a hi-hat. Or
you just had that concept.
It was just a concept, yeah. So it started there, and it kind of just became, snowballed into what it was over the course of a couple months.
So this is, I presume, it's going to be on the EP that's in the works?
Yeah, it will most definitely be on the EP.
What's the status of that? Because I think this is the one song we've heard from the EP, or?
Yeah, well, if you've heard the Murphy's Law song,
that will also be
on the EP.
Okay.
The status on it is to be announced. It's not something I could put an end date on.
Sure.
Because I don't want to limit myself and put a deadline on something that doesn't necessarily need it at this point.
So I got to make sure.
Yeah, it's still in the works. I got, like, I could play you a version of it right now, but it's just not a version I think is ready to come out. So,
well, I think most, like, for most artists, it makes the most sense to finish it and then release it. Unless you're Kanye.
Yeah.
And you're
yeah,
like, all right,
yeah,
here you go. But it's not done yet.
Yeah.
We still got a couple weeks of fixing this.
Mm-hmm.
Right on, man. So it's in the works. You're working with some people. I saw, like, Knox Fortune, Martin Sky. Yeah. Like, bring us into some of the collaborators that you have on these projects.
Yeah, well, I worked with Knox briefly on my first EP, Sessions. That was a piece of work that was very much me getting used to being in the studio, getting used to being in the booth, getting used to working with other people, just kind of getting myself acclimated to that environment. It was really cool. I booked a 4-hour session with Knox, and we ended up reworking a production I had already, like, in the stash, and then that song ended up becoming the intro. But yeah, Knox is great. I see Knox all the time. He's great.
And he's blowing up.
Yeah, he is. It's good to see. It's cool to see. Just saw him a couple days ago.
What about Martin Sky? He's another guy who's doing really, coming up in Chicago, and I know that he's a talent that you've collaborated with as well.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Martin's my brother. I've known Martin since I was 12 years old. And it's crazy. We actually lost contact for a while. And then we started at Columbia, and then I just see him in the hallways. I'm like, what's up? And then we just relinked. It kind of happened like that, but yeah, we went to grammar school together, like, for a brief time, a long time ago, back when niggas was footworking and stuff like that.
Dude, it's crazy. Something I hear every single week doing this, talking to different, because our conversation's always with Chicago talent, whether it's fashion, music, film, nightlife, whatever. But it's like almost every single interview has some aspect of, like, oh, I knew this person from before, or like, oh, I collaborated with her earlier, and then we crossed. Like, Chicago is just such a small, tight-knit community.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's something that I think is one of the reasons why I'm not eager to leave. Like, a lot of people, a lot of artists are eager to jump ship, leave Chicago. It's something, it's my home. Like, I always want to leave in a way. Like, it's good to see new things, but it's something about that, like you said, it's such a small city in a way, no matter how big it is. Like, there's such a wealth of talent here. It's just something you can't leave.
And I always say that, like, Chicago's a great place where you can really build your name, get yourself known, get in front of people. Pretty, you know, if you're doing stuff, people are going to notice here. And then you do one of two things. You either keep growing it here, or then you say, all right, I've built something now.
Yeah, now I can leave. Yeah, right. Definitely. Yeah, that's the other piece of advice I give people who are looking to leave. It's like, you know, build a foundation, and then once it's, you know, stable, then you can go build upon it elsewhere.
Sure. Kwaku Collins, another Chicago artist that you've been working with or that you have collaboration history with.
Yeah, great kid. Great person in general.
Yeah, super nice dude.
Yeah, no, seriously, positive vibes, like, on 100. Yeah, that was one of the best collaborative experiences I've had. Like, the way it all happened was real cool. It was real organic, and that's the way I like things to go.
The EP, I know it's in the works. I know we don't have an end date on it, but, like, are there any names you can tell us that you're working with, or is it still too early to, like?
Well, I'm working on a new single right now that should be out. I don't want to say soon, but it'll be out sooner than, like, the distance between Murphy's Law and Evicted. So I'm aiming for sometime this summer. And I have another collaborator on that song. I'd like to keep her name under wraps just right. for the time being. But okay. when you guys see it, you'll
but
see
it's a female.
It is, yeah.
It's Beyonce?
I wish. That'd be amazing. But I do have that. On Murphy's Law, I worked with my homie Jew, who's also my roommate, who was the same roommate I was talking to about getting evicted. he's on it. As of right now, those are the people on it. I'm working with some producers too. I don't have like a solid accreditation list just yet, but I have some Chicago artists coming together for it for sure.
We've definitely got to have you on when the record is finished.
Definitely.
And out, so we can do like the full conversation on it. Yeah. But you mentioned being at Columbia. Are you still at Columbia? Or you were at Columbia?
Columbia was a very good experience. Sorry, I need to put my phone on. It was cool. I liked it a lot. Met a lot of people that helped me make it to where I'm at right now in a way.
So it was kind of like a stepping stone.
It was a stepping stone. Columbia is a stepping stone school in a way. A lot of people end up leaving. It's just it's the kind of environment it is. I'm not there anymore. But I did have a good experience there for like a year and a half.
What were you studying? Like, what kind of
marketing?
Like, marketing.
Yeah, marketing. And yeah. Communication.
I mean, that's so applicable everywhere.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I definitely took everything I learned there and applied it to building my own brand. And we did something really cool with that.
I mean, it feels like you have a strong like sense of brand between like the SoundCloud, the Twitter, like just like the online presence, and then also carrying over with your music. Are you playing out live anywhere this summer?
There will be some shows this summer. I can't exactly disclose where they are or when they are just yet, but as soon as these details come to light for even myself, everyone will know.
As soon as you know, we'll know.
As soon as I know, y'all know.
Yeah. What's the best place for everyone to be able to keep track of what you have going on, follow you online, all that stuff?
Yeah, well, check out my SoundCloud, Mellow Makes Music on SoundCloud, and then I also have a Facebook page that keeps everybody updated with stuff like that. Mellow Makes Music on Instagram and also Twitter. It's Mellow Makes Music across the board. So, yeah. All of those places.
I love it, man. Let's continue the conversation when the record's fully finished.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. We can talk all about it in great detail. I'm glad we got to start tonight, though, because, like I said, man, Evicted is like, it is a banger, man. It is a heater. It really is. You. I love that.
I appreciate that. I want to, I guess just for some parting words on the project.
Yeah.
So I'm looking to call it Nomads. at least right now, and it's been a working title. But the general message, I guess, where it starts is that, you know, there's a lot of Chicago youth who feel some type of way about their situations and what they're doing. I like to relate it to the idea of being a nomad, like not exactly having a set place to go, but always ending up somewhere kind of thing. So I want these songs to kind of always relate back to it. So yeah, Evicta is a banger, and I do plan on having some songs that'll make your head nod, but there'll be some more somber, more slower paced tracks on it too.
So it's going through the whole gamut.
Yeah. It'll definitely be a project. It'll be something that gives you every emotion.
Right on, man. Well, I can't wait to hear the full thing. Like I said, I love Evicted. Mellow Makes Music is how people can find you online. Thank you so much for coming up here.
Thank you. I appreciate
and,
the opportunity.
And starting this off, man. Appreciate it.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.